hands unto the Lord. Amen. God bless you. May be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God, everybody. Who knows? Maybe next Sunday we'll have Brother Eddie rap our decree to us Sunday. How many like to hear on Jubilee Sunday Brother Eddie rap it for us? Hallelujah. So get ready. Practice that up, Brother Eddie. Amen. We may chant Eddie, Eddie. I'm not sure, but we'll do that. Amen. A couple Wednesday nights ago, we talked about a series that I did a few years ago, and I felt like the Lord wanted to talk to us about it. About, anybody remember what I talked about? Heaven. Hallelujah. Sister Grogan. Man, she is on it tonight. Praise God. So we didn't finish, so we'll see if we can finish it up. But there's a lot of negative talk in this world. There's a lot of fake news. And you just look on whatever social media or whatever outlet there's a lot of people that are just lying. Yeah. And it's not good stuff. So I think we should start declaring about heaven and what it's going to be like. And there is coming a day, hallelujah, where there's going to be a trumpet that's going to sound. And in a twinkling of an eye, I'm looking forward to that day, and I'm looking forward to heaven. And I just thought it'd be nice just to talk about heaven. So look to that person next to you. If there's nobody next to you, just say, I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to sing about heaven. I'm going to dream about heaven. How many's ever dreamt about heaven? Amen. How many would like to dream about heaven? Hallelujah. Do you know God will give you the desires of your heart? If you'll honestly and you'll earnestly pray, God, I'd like to get some glimpses of heaven. I believe that God will grant your request. But listen, God's not going to give you dreams and visions and glimpses of heaven if you go to bed watching the Terminator. Or surfing the web. But if you get your mind on Jesus and maybe go to bed with some scripture reading or some worship music, then God can take you into the heavenlies. Got to prepare that. That's how it happened when King Solomon prayed. And we know what he prayed for. He prayed that God would give him wisdom. But the only reason he had that interaction, it was a dream, the Bible says. But the only reason that happened is because before that, he sacrificed 1,000 offerings that day. 1,000. He got so tired and exhausted doing the work of God that he fell asleep. And guess what? He dreamt about a heavenly vision. If you want God to speak to you, and that's preaching good right now. If you want God to start talking to you, start seeking him, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So we talked about the first wonder of heaven. We talked about the second wonder of heaven. The first wonder of heaven, there's not going to be any imperfections. There's not going to be any more blemishes. There's not going to be any more death. No more dying. And the other wonder of heaven is there really does exist a place called heaven. And thank God for that. Thank God it's not a myth or a fairy tale or a legend, but thank God it's real. And so we talked about those two, and I don't know how many we'll get into tonight, but I do want to talk about the third wonder. Somebody shout the third wonder. The third wonder of heaven is heaven's incredible size. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, heaven's huge. Yeah, try to do your best, President Trump. It's huge. Heaven's huge. Amen. Revelations 20, it's okay to smile in church. It's okay to have a good time. Revelation chapter 21, verse 15. Let's read that. The Bible says, and he that talked with me had a golden reed to do what? To measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits. according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. So according to John, heaven is laid out like a perfect cube. Like a, not a Rubik's cube, but a perfect cube. 1,400 miles long, 1,400 miles wide, and 1,400 miles high. That means that there is nearly 2 million square miles just in the width and length of it. So if heaven was laid out in stories, and each story was 100 miles high, there would be 1,400 stories, each of which would be 1,960,000 square miles. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, if you compare that to New York City, New York City is approximately 305 square miles in size. New York City. 305 square miles in size. There are approximately 8.4 million people living in New York City, living in that 305 square mile area. This means that you could fit New York City and all its inhabitants inside one level of heaven approximately 6,500 times. So all of you mathematicians, that is 54,600,000,000 people per level. And if there are multiple levels, and we know that there are at least 3 levels, that's pretty amazing. God's building that for us. And surrounding this massive cube is a wall. Somebody shout wall. It's a wall that is 200 feet wide. Now, Trump is building a wall, but it's nothing compared to the wall that God has built. He said also, I've got a wall of jasper, 200 feet thick. Yes, another wonder of heaven is the size of heaven. That's huge. It's a huge place. It's a place I want to be. Somebody said, well, I want to go to New York. Go to New York. I've been there. I took my girl 3-4 years ago. She's 24 years ago for a 16 year birthday. And we get there 12:30 at night, jam packed with people. It's raining. 12:30 at night, and I'm standing at a crosswalk waiting for it to turn green. It turned green, and I wasn't fast enough, and somebody's like, hey, buddy, it's green. I'm like, really? So I start walking, and Brooke is like, I love this place. And I was like, I love Tulare. But many people want to go to New York. Thank God for places like that. But I don't want to go. I want to go to heaven. That's where I'm looking for. So a wonder of heaven is the size of heaven. Let's talk about the fourth wonder of heaven. Because the fourth wonder of heaven is heaven's incredible beauty. Can I tell you that heaven is going to be beautiful? Turn to that person next to you and say, it's going to be beautiful. Revelations 21 verse 11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Jump to verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. The city was pure gold. Somebody shout pure gold. That's heaven. Like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation, this is the foundation of heaven. The foundation of heaven was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, a chrysoprase. The 11th, a jacinth. And the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, not pearls, but one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple thereon. We'll hit that one next. But I just want to talk to you a little bit that everything that God talked about, he talked about the beauty of it. He talked about the stones. He talked about the emeralds. And thank God for that, because God talks about the precious gems. And, you know, you look at the sun and you look at the moon and you look at the stars. And all of us, even at night, when the sun has gone down and it's a clear night and you see the moon, the full moon, you're like, wow, it's pretty amazing. Any of you ever traveled to the mountains and see the snowfall? Pretty amazing. Anybody ever went to the coast and went to Pismo Beach or Laguna Beach or just to stand on the sand and to watch the ocean, the waves just come crashing on the land? It's a pretty incredible sight to understand that God created this world in which we live in. Took him 6 days to do that. And there are a lot of wonders that this world has. But it's in nothing in comparison to what heaven is going to have. Let's talk about the pearls that'll be in heaven. One of the pearls is a purple gem. In alphabetical order, it's amethyst. It's a purple gem. There's another gem that is the name of beryl. And beryl has a wide range of color from emerald green to golden yellow. Another gem that will be there is the chrysolite. It is a gem that is transparent gold or yellow tones. And like the beryl, the chrysoprase ranges in color from yellow to emerald green. The emerald gem is the fourth gem that John identifies. The jacinth is a deep red gem. The jasper gem is an interesting mix of colors in the brown family. There's another gem called the chalcedony, and that ranges in color from a beautiful sky blue to soft pink and can possess translucent stripes. The sapphire gem is purple in color. The sardius gem is a beautiful red gem. The sardonyx gem has parallel layers of red and white and maybe some dark gray or black that is mixed in. And topaz can either be a soft yellow or perhaps a teal in color. And so you get all these gems together, all these 12 precious gems that will be rich colors that are found at the foundation of heaven. That's going to be incredible. What a wonder. I mean, you thought the white snow-capped mountains were amazing. What a masterpiece it will be when we see the 12 precious gems begin to flow. What a God that's designed this place with so much beauty and so much splendor. When you begin to see the radiance of that and all the different colors it begins to show, you talk about something that becomes really majestic and breathtaking. That's what heaven is going to be. And not only are the gems going to be amazing in color and amazing how they radiate, kind of like a prism does, not only is that going to be incredible, but walking past those 12 gates of pearl, each gate is made of a single pearl. And as many of you know, pearls are produced how? By pain, right? That's how a pearl, it's the sand and the friction that causes that pearl to begin to form. And so it is that these giant pearl gates are going to remind everybody when they come and when they go of the incredible price that Jesus Christ paid at Calvary. You talk about something to behold. You talk about something to understand. I'm telling you, no doubt, the fourth wonder of heaven is going to be the wonder of His beauty. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. You can't, I mean, you talk about dreaming this stuff. Hollywood can't even make it up. The beauty and the splendor that's going to be there. The wonder of heaven is heaven's beauty. The fifth wonder of heaven is going to be the wonder of heaven's holiness. Revelations 21, 22 says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun." It's pretty amazing. Only way we get light is the sun rises. "But the city the Lord has built has no need of the sun. Neither has no need of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and their honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there." You won't have to lock your door in heaven. You won't have to bolt your door, get on your phone and lock everything. No, there's going to be no light there. We're not even going to shut the gates. "And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. No temple, no sun, no moon, no light, no closed gates, no temple, because to be in the glorious presence of God will in itself be like being inside a holy temple." Why? Because He is that temple. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, He is the temple. No need for a sun or moon, because of the radiance of Christ will illuminate all of heaven. He becomes our light. And what a reflection of all those precious gems of the radiance that's going to be shown. There'll be never a night or any form of darkness in heaven, because it'll be a place of never-ending day due to the radiance of Christ that will never stop shining. He reigns forever and ever and ever. And the gates of heaven will never be closed. I mean, here on earth, we close our gates. We lock our doors. We close our windows. We bolt everything. I mean, we barely even walk outside, and my wife's locking stuff. She's locking the cars. I'm like, what are you doing? We need to get back into it. But we're accustomed to locking things. But in heaven, we won't lock our doors. We won't close our windows. Because of all the unholy things, it won't be in heaven. Thank God for that. Because of heaven's holiness, there'll be no night in heaven, and therefore there'll never be a need to shut heaven's gate. Without a doubt, the fifth wonder of heaven is the wonder of heaven's holiness. Can I tell you the sixth wonder of heaven? The sixth wonder of heaven is the wonder of who won't be there. That's a wonder of heaven. Who's not going to be there? Because I'm going to tell you who is going to be there and who's not going to be there. Revelations 21, 27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." I don't usually read from another translation, but I'm going to read it tonight from the Message translation. It goes like this: nothing dirty or defiled will get into that city, and no one who defiles or deceive. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will get to go in. Heaven is going to be absolutely wonderful. And it's going to be wonderful because of all the no mores. No more murderers. No more thieves. No more child abusers. No more deranged maniacs of any kind. Nothing dirty, nothing to defile heaven, no one to deceive will be found there, because nothing impure will ever enter into heaven's gates. That should make you happy. All those mean and cruel spirited people, and we wish nobody ill will. Bible, matter of fact, he says, my will is that what? None should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. But I've got a 411. There are going to be people that will not make it to heaven, and there will be people that will perish. Like the one that was railing on Jesus on the cross. And the other one said, dude, do you know what you're saying? This man has done nothing wrong. And you're condemning him. There's going to be no more negative, backbiting, gossip, complaining people in heaven. Nobody to ruin the party. If you ever been to an event, maybe a family gathering, maybe a party, or you invited some people in your house, you're like, oh, why did I do that? They caused such a scene. They complained about everything. They didn't like the food. They didn't like the drinks. They didn't like the dessert. They didn't like the people. They just complained. No complainers in heaven. They're not allowed. No negativity people. No backbiters. No hypocrites. Nothing to defile. None of that in heaven. Thank God for it. Like that woman said, ain't nobody got time for that. Seventh wonder of heaven is this. This is one of the final wonders, and I'll close it up tonight. The seventh and final wonder of heaven that I want to share with you tonight is this. The wonder of not who won't be there, but the wonder of who will be there. See, a lot of people focus on the glass half empty. But I want to talk about the glass that's half full, or the glass that is full, because you're going to be full in heaven. You're not going to hunger no more. Because in heaven, Revelations 21, 27, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Amplified Version says, only those whose names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life are the only ones that are going to get there. The message says, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will get in. We know, number one, reason why I want to go to heaven. Thank God for the gyms. Thank God for the gates of pearl. Thank God for streets of gold. Thank God for all the beauty. But you can have all that, because I know that Jesus is going to be there. That's all I need. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you're looking for, but he's all I want. If Jesus is there, I want to be there. And guess what? Not only is he going to be there, but we've got faithful loved ones that have gone on before us, which we call our heroes of faith. They're going to be there. We're going to reunite again one of these days with friends and family that we have lost, our lost loved ones. I love that song, and every time there's a funeral or somebody passing, that old song that plays in my spirit, it's a song that Bishop sings a lot. And I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day. That's what I want to do. I just want to link up with one another and just kind of say, you know what? We made it. We went through a lot of struggle. We went through a lot of adversity. We went through a lot of sleepless nights and worry about this and worry about that. But guess what? No more worrying. No more pain. If pain has ever afflicted your body, guess what? No more pain. No more walkers. No more crutches. You're going to run. You're going to float. You're going to fly. You're going to soar. Whatever you want to do, you can do. Because Jesus will be there. Our heroes of faith are Elijah's and Moses, our Aaron's, our Joshua's, Paul and Peter and James and John, and on and on and on, are all going to be in heaven. There really does exist a place called heaven. And as wonderful and majestic as it's going to be, I'm going to tell you that Jesus will outshine it all. Sister Leek, I'm looking forward to seeing Brother Leek one of these days. I really am. Looking forward to seeing our lost loved ones. I'm looking forward to seeing my brother's baby girl, Michaela, there. I had to do her funeral several years ago. I want to say 12 years ago, possibly. Maybe longer, but pretty close to that time. I remember doing that funeral for Michaela. And you can come, Brother Alex, I'll finish it up. But I remember doing a funeral for Michaela that on Friday, the doctor said that she was breached and that they could not take the baby. They'd have to take it C-section. She couldn't do it naturally because it was breached. So they take the baby C-section on Monday. But on Monday, when she got there and got prepped, that they got the monitor on her to find in horror that there was no heartbeat. Fully developed child in the mother's womb. And one of the hardest things that she had to do was now give birth to a dead child. That baby came out fully formed. Head full of hair. Everything intact. Fingers and toes. And my brother and his wife screaming, crying, why? Why'd you take my baby? We've all faced hurts. We've all faced pains, disappointments in life. And I had no idea what to say in that response and in that day, because there are times, even as a pastor, I feel inadequate for the job. Even though that I know that God can do anything and we pray and there's power in prayer, there are times, Sister Darlene, I feel inadequate. But I know to just keep my trust and my faith in God. Because one of these days it's going to be worth it. And I felt like God gave me a word to give to my brother. And number one, I said, life's not fair, but God is always good. And God is always faithful. And I said, Michaela will never know what it was like to ever face fear, doubt, bitterness, pain, anger, all the junk of the world. All Michaela will know is love, joy, peace, happiness. I said, Michaela's first steps won't be on earthly soil, but it'll be on streets of gold. And the first hug, the first embrace, won't be in an earthly father, but it'll be in a heavenly father. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that place called heaven. One of these days, God is going to call us home. And thank God for all the splendor. Thank God for the size and all the wonder of heaven and everything that's going to be there. But I'm going to tell you, what really matters in life is He's going to be there. And I get to see Him. And I get to hug Him. And I get to love on Him. And He gets to take my hand. I'm telling you, the greatest part of heaven is having God there. I want you to stand to your feet with me tonight. Would you raise your hands? Would you raise your voice? Come on, we face a lot of junk and trials, the pursuits of this life. But there's coming a day we're going to see Jesus. We're going to see Him. Heaven's going to be worth it. What a day. What a glorious day that's going to be.
Surrounded by your glory.
Come on, lift up your hands and lift up your voice to a God that's gone to prepare a place for you. And when He comes again, He's going to call you and bring you to that mansion that He's prepared for you.
Will I sing?
Hallelujah!
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 Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine the wonders of heaven, the splendor of heaven, that heaven will be there.
Hallelujah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart
feel? Oh, I love you. I dance for you, Jesus.
For in all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
Come on. Can you imagine it? Can you envision it? There is coming a day. There's coming a day. In a twinkling of an eye, He's going to call His bride home. He's going to call His church home that has made herself ready.
What will my heart feel? Will I dance
for you, Jesus?
Oh,
I want to go. I want to go to that land. I want to go to that land. I want to go to that place.
Will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Oh, I can only imagine.
Come on, that's it. Raise your hands and raise your voice.
Surrounded by,
it's going to be worth
glory.
It all. It's going to be worth it all.
My heart feel,
all the lonely nights, all the sleepless nights, all the headaches, all the heartaches, all the trials of your faith. It's going to be worth it all.
Will I fall? Will I see?
When I see Him.
Hallelujah.
When I see Him.
Will I be able to speak it all?
I can only imagine. Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine it, God.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can
only
imagine.
Oh God. Sharayanda yaraso. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. That's what we need to do. We need to talk more about heaven. with family and friends. Paul said, think on things that are lovely and honest and pure. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on heaven. As there's coming a day, he's going to call us home. And I want to make sure that I tell people about this place. As I don't want to go to heaven alone. I want to bring some people with me. God, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for a place that you're preparing for us. Thank you for a place that is beyond this sky. Thank you for a place that you've created. I pray, God, that you'd give your children tonight. I pray that you'd give them dreams of heaven. Let them get a glimpse of heaven so they could share with their friends and their family. Thank you, God, that one of these days you're going to call us home. We'll give you praise and worship in the name of Jesus. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Find two or three people, love on somebody, and say, I want to go to heaven with you.